What do you mean?
What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
Why do you think I'm broke?
Why do you think I'm broke?
If there's a new way,
if there's a new way,
I'll be the first in line.
I'll be the first in line. But it better work this time.
All right. Let's go back to your phone calls, and I got some big news breaking on the war front. John in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to kind of address some of the frustrations I guess the callers are getting, and they don't quite understand quite what's going on with Trump and Israel. And we also can't forget about China. But I believe what's happening here is the compartmentalization of people that work in these, in the White House and these other government organizations. And they're just going along, you know, staying low, taking the dough, supporting their families, even though they're committed.
I didn't hang up on the caller. His phone cut out. Try to call me back tomorrow. Josh in Florida. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Alex. What's going on, man? It's been a couple of years since I've called in. Just want to give a shout out to the VIP program for anybody who doesn't know. That stacks month to month. So you're getting $40 every month. I kind of use that, let it stack up for a few months, wait for a new product or a product that's not in stock, and then go in and you can redeem money that way. So it's like an extra free $10 a month, you know, if you let them stack. So
it's an insanely good deal.
Yeah, excellent. And I've been listening to you since that David Gergen interview. Turned me on all those years ago, but I have to say, Alex, I think I caught you in bed with a goblin, and I know you don't like goblins, but hear me out. So go back to J6. I'm up there with a buddy after the speech, walking. We start seeing the smoke bombs, you know, from maybe a half a mile away, and on a statue, there's a goblin with a bullhorn telling people to go into the Capitol, go into the Capitol. A couple years later, all of a sudden I see that goblin on TV. He's getting all this clout, Nick Fuentes. And I haven't called in for a while, and there's video of him calling for people to go into the Capitol. I was there. I saw it. I didn't know who he was at the time.
Yeah, well, there's video of it, and I was there telling people a mile away or whatever it was, telling people don't go in. Nick has explained that they thought it was all peaceful. We heard the Capitol was open in the news. People were going in. He said he got caught up in the hype of it. So you think he's a Fed?
No, we walked up. We saw him there on top of a statue telling people to go in, to storm. There's one dude who got shot with a... He was, like, bloody because he got hit with one of the gas cans. And listen, if the dude looks like a rat, sounds like a rat, looks like he hasn't probably lost his virginity until he was, like, 25, probably had to pay for it. Like, what are you doing, bro? Why do you have this clown on?
Well, I think Nick, I disagree with some of the things he has to say, but I think he's interesting and informative, and he's explained that. He's not called for violence, any other, not even violence, he called for it then. He has never called for violence. He's called for not being violent. And he's spoken out against violence in every other case. People tried to come to his house and kill him. So I'm not sure he's a goblin. You're talking about my famous music video they made of me with a goblin rant about catching him in bed with a goblin. And so I was talking about Trump. And I don't think Trump was really in bed with goblins until the last year or so. I think we have caught Trump in bed with a goblin because there's been a lot of goblin slop and goblin activity. But I hear you. So Zach, we were talking about Israel today and what's happening with Trump. Did you have anything to say about that, Josh?
Yes, to go on your point too, like I don't understand how people don't understand you telling them your house is on fire, you know, you're not complaining. And I tell my friends too, look, if we're getting men out of women's sports and some stuff out of
the hold on, I'm going to come right back to you briefly. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision. And that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol
studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings, you'll see top scientists, you'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Jason Mermis is loaded for bear on massive AI breaking news that is so important. What is the Genesis mission? Wait till you hear this. But I had a few little pieces of news I wanted to hit, and I'm sorry I can't get to Jason and others. I don't mean the guests, callers named Jason, but I want Josh in Florida to finish up because you called in about Israel. It's fine to bring it up. You think the point is bad that we didn't censor you. That's fine. Free country. And I get some of your point. But in general, he's not promoted that since. So I think you know that's where I don't think he's a Fed because of that. But you wanted to talk about Israel. You got caught up on the break. Go ahead.
Yes. So I've always looked at Israel as our proxy base in that area. And, you know, for I always, in a sense, would think for national security, it's good. We support them. But obviously, cat's out of the bag now. And my point is with Trump is what I tell my friends is like, look, if we can get some stuff out of the food and, you know, we can't no longer see men beating up women in a cage, like that's better than anything I've had in my whole life. I'm going to be 40 years old. And to any millennial that says they're a Ron Paul Republican and then calls for like a tyranny, a dictator, that's just stupid. And you make all of us look bad, but yeah, no, that's all I had to say.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let me hit this final piece. I was going to have Norm Pattis on today. He was a J6 lawyer, my lawyer, a bunch of other stuff. But he called me last night, and he's on tomorrow at the 2 o'clock hour, so the fourth hour. But Burmans is taking over because I got a bunch of stuff I need to deal with right now with the new studio and a bunch of other things. It's timely. Pointed out, hey, you know this Southern Poverty Law Center head lady that got indicted on top of all the other indictments, who's been reportedly having sex with a white supremacist and giving him millions of dollars and all the rest of this stuff. You know she quarterbacked, was one of the main witnesses against you, and quarterbacked the fake lawsuits against you, and I'd forgotten that. So breaking, the DOJ has arrested the former CFO of the Southern Poverty Law Center on federal charges. AG Blanche confirms Heidi Beerich was in charge of secretly paying donor money to white supremacist groups and the SPLC's project tracking hate groups in the U.S., and literally demonizing people that weren't involved in all this. But tomorrow we'll expose how she quarterbacked the DOJ, CIA operations against us. Here's a short clip from Fox.
Unsealed a case against the former chief financial officer of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Can you please speak a little bit about what you've learned as part of that investigation and if we should expect more charges?
So yes, today, my understanding is today there was an arrest made and there is a new indictment that includes the former CFO of SPLC. I don't have any comments about whether we've said from the beginning, everybody, not just me, but anybody who's talked about this case, like virtually every criminal case, the fact that an indictment is returned doesn't end the investigation. It's just part of the investigation in most cases, which is certainly true in this case. I think as alleged in the indictment, this individual participated in the scheme as alleged. I believe she was part of the effort to open bank accounts in completely fictitious companies' names and make payments to individuals for reasons that were not that they were not accurate as described. But I don't have. I think the indictment was unsealed this morning. I don't have, or I believe it was unsealed this morning. I think the arrest was this morning. I don't have anything to say beyond that, except to say that this is exactly what we said would happen in a case like this, which is that our investigators and the U.S. attorneys and the agents working the case will can keep on working it even after the initial indictment.
So Todd Blanche killed the six criminal investigations into what was done to me by this lady and others. But now they've arrested her for something else. So whatever, we'll hope to see more from Todd Blanche of that. If he ends up doing anything more good, we'll give him credit for it as it unfolds. All right. Remember, the way this show gets out to your word of mouth, share the clips at alexjoneslive.com. Share the clips at RealAlexJones on X and rumble.com/AlexJonesShowLive. Can't do it without you. We really appreciate all of you. And, yeah, we sold out of the first round of coins, the 2,500. The 5,000 were made. The other 2,500 came in of the pure silver 250th anniversary coin. I'm glad listeners called in and said, hey, we're glad those are back in because they'd sold out. Yeah, that was the second half of them. They're now available. That's a fundraiser. We need the funds. Get your historic coin now with the Jerusalem cross on one side in 1776. United States of America, Central Centennial on the other, bald eagle, American flag, America's 250. And that funds this operation. It is a historic memento of your support of the resistance against tyranny. Get yours now at the alexjonesstore.com. And thank you so much for your support. All right. Jason Burma's incredible researcher takes over for the next 48 minutes. Energy Department launches Genesis mission to transform American science innovation through AI computing, launching the Genesis mission. Here it is from the White House. Jason Burmes is one of the best researchers when it comes to really tracking tomorrow's news today. And Jason Burmes, who you can find on rockfin.com, Jason Burmes on Rumble at the Info Warrior, and at Jason Burmes on X. Jason Burmes takes it over right now.
Thank you so much, Alex. And yes, we're going to be talking about the Department of Energy and the quote-unquote Genesis mission that completely went under my radar until the story broke. And really, the only big revelation of the Fauci hearings, what? That Bill Gates had a top secret quote-unquote Q clearance at the Department of Energy, and he had it from 2014, this is just what we know about folks, from 2014 through 2021, when they were about to launch the hate and lie shots. And why is that important? What is a quote unquote Q clearance? And what does the Department of Energy do? Now, first and foremost, most people have no idea that the Department of Energy is at the crux, the genesis, pun intended, if you will, of the modern day compartmentalization methods through the Manhattan Project. The Department of Energy really headed that up and created a system where the vast majority of people had no idea what they were involved in. But you see, with nuclear energy and power, all sorts of energy, and in particular, energy that could possibly be used for weapon systems. So you're talking propulsion systems, fusion systems, the list goes on, would go under that moniker. Now, the other thing that would go under the moniker of the Department of Energy was also human experimentation. Now, when I first broke this story last week on my program, I actually showed video of Bill Clinton from the 1990s from this internal report the size of a phone book, where he had to Slick Willie style admit to human experiments that included, by the way, aside from injecting kids with cancer, yes, inmates, civilian citizens had no idea what was going on. Yes, military personnel. They had children eat radioactive oatmeal to see what it would do. That's how awesome the Department of Energy and our quote-unquote deep state really is. And the alarming thing is, I believe that report came out in like 1993, maybe 94 at the latest. And I believe it was 93. Because they looked at human experimentation that actually went on through 1974. And why is that alarming? Well, that shows me we had a citizenry then and that at least cared about the issues enough that less than 20 years later, some revelations of these horrific experiments were made. Now, does that mean they stopped? No. Does that mean we have any idea about the vast majority of the black programs that the DOE is involved in? No. But it showed the public interest and them having to admit at least a little bit of the things that we have done and show what the Department of Energy was capable of. Because in case you didn't know, the DOE also heavily involved in the COVID-1984 nightmare, as we're going to show you. In fact, when I interviewed Andrew G. Huff of EcoHealth Alliance, I highlighted the fact, and this is almost 3 years ago, you know, the news about Fauci and the CIA was out there. See, most of this stuff that we're getting via the miscarriages, you know, the knowledge, the foreknowledge of adverse, so that was, it's been around, and they're making it minuscule as to what it really is. So when they tried to bring Daszak in to answer questions, one of the initial letters, it didn't just talk about Chapel Hill, which we should be talking about. And by the way, this Genesis mission, although it's headed by the Department of Energy, is what? Getting into the realms of private contractors, academia, other agencies. It's all encompassing, as we're going to show you. But Daszak, who eventually they debarred, the people are paying the price. Okay. They specifically wanted to know about the Department of Energy. And with that, I was asking Andrew G. Huff about the Department of Energy's role. And he said, look, they were there all the time. They were working at the hip. At the hip with the Central Intelligence Agency. And that's because our biological warfare department, yes, you have, you know, the DOD, now the Department of War and that thing. Most of it's under the DOE. Okay. Most of that stuff is actually under the Department of Energy. And if you just take a quick look at this, this sentence right here, okay, in this article, admitting to Bill Gates a security clearance. What does it say? Typically applies to positions involving nuclear weapons design, national laboratories, critical energy infrastructure, and classified scientific research. So you look at the national laboratories and you look at this scientific research, if you will, 1,000% the technology that was deployed via the COVID-1984 nightmare. Forget about the virus itself. Forget about what they're talking about via gain of function. Is the bio warfare department, things like the Adept and Protect program and the technology of mRNA itself. All right. Now, there seems to be this magic date going around. It's 2014. That's the pardon of Fauci, etc. But the truth is, there's so much going on around that time period. For instance, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, that's working heavily with the DOE, also involved in this Genesis mission, they get a $25 million, they give a $25 million grant to Moderna, who will end up printing up the hate and lies shots, that's in a strategic mRNA collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, BARDA, the medical DARPA. And by the way, that medical DARPA also in bed with Moderna. This is another mRNA project via 2016. So during this time period, DARPA is making a big push on their mRNA technology. And Bill Gates and his foundations are also working with all Merck, AstraZeneca, all of them. They're all on that strategic mRNA collaboration. So it was through that I was like, well, you know, what is the DOE up to right now? Right? Because obviously most people don't even know the agency exists, let alone what they're up to. So you had this executive order launching the Genesis mission. All right. And this is all the way back in November of last year. See, I'm not on the ball sometimes, and I miss certain things. Now, you can go right to their own website right here. And what do they say? They say the Genesis mission unites DOE national labs, and from what I understand, that's 17 labs across the country, industry, academia, and more, of course, to harness AI for breakthroughs in energy dominance, discovery science, and, of course, national security. Now, when you're dealing with national security, they don't have to tell you the truth. And when you see some of the organizations that are working with them and have just announced working with them, I think they at launch, they had about 20 of these organizations. And now more and more and more are jumping on. Now, they got this little video right here inside the Genesis mission. We're going to watch it. First of all, I'd just like to say this. It's basically stock video footage with some, you know, AI-driven voice of a script, but that script is utilizing that same language that the World Economic Forum and so many other globalists were using during that COVID-1984 nightmare. What is it? The public-private partnership. The public-private partnership. And what does that really mean? That means techno-fascism. Okay, and just like most people don't know about this Genesis mission, they're also behind the ball on things like the executive order all the way back in 2023, putting what together? The CAIO program, the Chief Artificial Intelligence Officer program. Why is that important? Because all of this is being audited by your government at the highest levels. See, those people in technology have to have not the Q clearance, but the top secret clearance. All right. And all of this is fed through government agencies, through compartmentalization, to create this technopoly with a face. And that's all it is, a facade, if you will, of privatization. So let's play this video right here. This is the new Genesis project.
America has always reached for the future first. And now, the Genesis mission is set to go faster and farther than anything that came before.
We're in the midst of a computing revolution that is going to transform the practice of science and engineering in America.
We're on the path to doubling America's scientific productivity and impact within the decade.
This past year has been one of the most dramatic accelerations of the prioritization of technology in the history of American government.
In a short time, Genesis has secured major investments from federal agencies, industry, and international partners, and launched the Genesis Mission Consortium, bringing...
Let's just stop it. The Genesis Mission Consortium. All right. And you know, I was listening to some callers earlier today, and I get it. I hear the we're not voting our way out of this. I've been doing this for 20 plus years, and I'm even a baby compared to Alex Jones. But when I hear talks of, okay, well, then what's the other solution? Oh, okay, you were going to have a violent revolution. First of all, you don't know who's getting in. Once, even if you succeed in that, and who is you and who is your side, there are no guarantees that the new system will be better than the old. In fact, it could be a lot worse, unfortunately. And this isn't just about the United States. Just like COVID-1984 was not just about the United States. This is a truly global cabal with what? Varying interests. And yes, there are varying interests and power structures, all vying to be number one, but on some level in collusion with one another, just like this.
Together, public and private partners to collaborate on discoveries.
See, there it is. Public and private partners. There's the public, and let's bring it back. Bring it back. The Genesis Mission Consortium is a public-private partnership. Where have you heard that before, Schwab? Huh? I know that Klaus hasn't been as hot anymore, but here's the same language infiltrating our government, our executive orders. These branches that nobody knows about, our university system that's already highly beholden to is intelligence agencies and their narratives, right? I mean, so much of the intelligence networks is through academia, whether it's Blue Bloods at Yale or Harvard or any of these other institutions that are pushing this garbage. So here it is.
Bringing together public and private partners to collaborate on discoveries. We've identified some of our nation's greatest scientific and technology challenges across energy, discovery science, and national security. The world's brightest minds across the national laboratories, industry, academia, and philanthropies are working together to solve these challenges.
And philanthropies. You see, look, it's great that the public is now aware about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's awesome. I get it. We're not giving them another dollar. But do you think a guy like Warren Buffett, who said he's not donating anymore, wasn't aware of what they were doing? Do you think that the guy they brought in as a Q clearance guy to distribute their technology is going anywhere? Absolutely not. And look, if he gets way too unpopular, they'll just bring somebody else in, and they already have. They have so many of these individuals that can't wait to be the philanthropist. Why? It's a great tax scheme. You know, Gates was up there at Davos talking about his shoddy shots, and this is way pre-COVID, right? I think it was the 2019 Davos. It might have been the 2020, just before everything. But he was talking about how his philanthropic organization, see, they invest in things. Weird. They're so philanthropic. They're making investments. And they're making 20-to-1 profits on that. A turnaround he admitted was better than just about anything else. And with all these things from the Department of Energy to the academia, right, because they're going to give you the best science and they're going to give you the best narratives, to these tax-free philanthropic foundations, you create this circle of plausible deniability where everybody just points at somebody else as if they're the quote-unquote genesis, we're going to use it again, of that information, so nobody can be held accountable.
The Genesis mission to me is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Our growing community of partners has access to the Genesis Mission platform to leverage AI, high-performance computing, quantum systems, and extraordinary scientific data sets, and the capabilities of all 17 national laboratories, including new next-generation supercomputers. The future isn't waiting. It's already happening.
We have plenty of evidence that this AI-assisted methodology is working. We're seeing it in advanced manufacturing, in the simulation of the electric grid, and we are seeing it in microscopy.
Every new partner strengthens the platform. See every that? Breakthrough.
Wait, let's go back to it. Oh, they're breaking ground on what? Oh, a data center. Jefferson Lab data center. And they're talking about energy. Your energy bill's going up. While they what? They want to take your natural resources. They want to take your water. We're going to get into all these organizations after the break. I do want to remind people just quickly, the anniversary of 9/11 is literally just around the corner. And I'm going to be down in New York City speaking at the Turning the Tide 9/11 event with so many others. Jimmy Dore, Dennis Kucinich, James Corbett, even Brett Weinstein is going to be there. And as you can see, a slew of others. Please consider checking that out. Also, please consider supporting this broadcast at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the supplements. We'll be back after this.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methylene blue formula.
On the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but yeah, but you know, didn't wasn't really friends. Sean goes, "Fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning." And I said, "All right, let's do it." And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm gonna go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, "You know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the global's gonna kill you? You're killing yourself." And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene Blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you'll get Masterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the human, with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key to sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in, and we are talking about the Genesis mission and the Department of Energy. Now, the Department of Energy is calling this the next era in science. Really? I thought Anthony Fauci, there's another era after the Fauci era of him being the science? And, you know, just before the break, I mentioned 9/11, okay? And we're about to be at the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And one of the things that artificial intelligence is just stellar at, okay, is lying about 9/11. And I'm not just talking about literally going down the mainstream narrative of 9/11. Right now, for the past several months, I've been working on what is known as a PSI report, okay? And we're trying to get this into the hands of people within the Senate, within the Congress, to push for 9/11 transparency. You know, so many people talk about Epstein and that Fox News interview where Trump said that he was going to release the Epstein documents, even though he barely said it. He was pushed into saying it. And what? He actually said he would release the 9/11 documents, which I haven't heard a whisper about, unfortunately, from the base either. Okay. When I tell you that artificial intelligence lies about 9/11, when you bring up facts about 9/11 that it does not like, it will literally make up people. It will make up events. It will make up testimony. I mean, name them. It'll name dates. I'll give you a great example. Robert Wright, who is one of the FBI agents prior to 9/11 that saw corruption within the FBI, saw the inability to even open up criminal investigations into terrorism, saw how the money moved through an individual named Yasin Qadhi, who would later be designated as the number one financier of bin Laden. That guy. Okay. He held a press conference post 9/11. He got up there. His lawyer talked about the relationship between the Bush family and the bin Laden family. They talked about Michael Chertoff, who's still alive today, who was one of the deputy directors at the FBI that didn't want to hear Robert Wright's story. So I had found some other whistleblowers and some other people that had actually been interviewed by either Congress in the initial inquiry or the 9/11 Commission. You know, one of those individuals, Randy Glass, got interviewed by the 9/11 Commission. So I'm looking to see if Robert Wright testified before any either of these bodies. And the AI lies to me and tells me that, yes, he did. Okay, they gave me a date in which that he did. And they also gave me an individual who didn't even exist that he testified to. And then they tried to give me the congressional inquiry as evidence of this. And then when I pulled it up and I said, hey, none of this is real. You made the entire, oh yeah, I made the whole thing up. That's what AI is. Okay, so now when you've got these other bodies joining the Genesis mission, what's one of these other bodies just announced this week? Oh, NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, that gave you the official version of the Twin Towers collapse, 1 and 2, never, ever, 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 ever looked at secondary explosives, other incendiary devices. No, 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 no. Okay? Just got to the point of collapse, and then it's obvious what happened on video. That was their initial investigation. Now, obviously, people were outraged that not only NIST, but the 9/11 Commission didn't mention Building 7, the 47-story skyscraper that fell into its own footprint at all. So NIST, 7 years after, has to make another report. This is the science we're trusting, by the way. Another report to assure us it was the fires that brought down Building 7. And in this new age of artificial intelligence, again, these private companies that are all working with the government that are going to be part of this quote-unquote Genesis mission, as I'm going to show you in a moment, okay? They're buying up rare books. And they're not buying up rare books to share that information with you and I. They're scanning that information in, and a lot of that they already have, which I'm going to demonstrate in a moment. But they're going to get the stuff that's still out, and then they're shredding it. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have 5, 10, 15 grand to just get some minuscule part of history. And that's too bad, because I wish I did. I wouldn't even be against this with the AI companies were taking the information and then putting it into a public library that you and I could access, or even a public digital library that you and I could access. No, they're destroying it. That's what's going on, so they can push their NIST science on you. All right, so let's go down the line here on some of the agencies that have joined. This is literally from just a few days ago. Oh, more agencies joined Genesis mission to further AI-enabled research. And you take a look down here, and what? You have the Department of Health and Human Services. Oh, no kidding. NASA. The good people at NASA, they're going to be working with DARPA and NASA and the DOE, and now here's NIST. Don't forget about the Department of Homeland Security. So, you know, just to make this point, I heard Alex talking about the flock cameras, and yeah, they're a big problem. I'd say they're a big problem not only because they've been deployed at a rapid pace, but they also have capabilities some of the more traditional surveillance equipment does not have, such as being able to harness your Bluetooth data in real time. And everybody keeps their Bluetooth on in case they want to connect to their car or their smartwatch or their headset or you name it. You don't go out into the wild and just turn off your Bluetooth. But at the same time, We've already built this infrastructure of track trace database with the cameras on lights, with the satellite surveillance systems, with the GPS systems. All that stuff's already in place. Now they're just solidifying it into real-time action, and not just real-time action on the idea of track trace database and the social credit score, but also to try to create a digital twin of you and your actions. And while they're creating that digital twin, building what they're calling an agentic AI to help you out, to make purchases for you. And this agentic AI, there are so many people that are lost, that are lonely, that desperately want a relationship with something. Well, AI is that black mirror that is literally a reflection of you to try to manipulate you. All right? And that's what they want. They want these real-time AI agents as they suck up all this data, as they continue to create a global system of command and control. So let's go down the line here, because now they've also, I think it's over, 278 winners. So 278 different grants are now going out to these universities. And this just happened in late July. Let's just go down the line of a few of these. Okay. So Purdue is getting money for this. All right. The University of Money or Minnesota is getting DOE money for this. Texas A&M is getting money for this. They're buying up the entire university system. MIT. Now, again, MIT has a long and storied history with Boston Dynamics and the Defense Department, the Department of Advanced Research Projects Agency, which, by the way, it wasn't Al Gore and it wasn't Tubes. It was DARPA that created the ARPANET. Think about that for a minute. There's so many people out there, especially the youth, that are constantly on the scroll box, that don't know anything other than information from a screen and this World Wide Web, and they have no idea how it was actually created and whom it was created by and what they have officially put out as their mission statements. We're going to show you the NASA DARPA programs with Google before almost anything else. You see your number one technopoly right here. All right. And I know that some people talk about Apple, and Apple's a big one, but Google is the daddy pants. And I'm going to show you why. So another university, William and Mary's, they're a technology school. They're going into AI powered particle physics. And so much of this is based on what quantum computing as well. Okay. So all the way back in 2019, Google and NASA declared quantum supremacy. They have a laboratory that works in tandem. They're the big purveyors of this idea of the multiverse. Okay. It's not just Marvel movies that are selling you on this. Okay. And it's not just science fiction. They're really trying to sell you on the idea that these quantum mechanics, if you will, and I know Alex talks about the double slit experiment, but the idea that these are reaching into other realities that are almost the same as ours and pulling out information, like that's supposedly quantum entanglement, or how, you know, a qubit, which instead of a regular bit that is either a zero or a one, can be a zero and a one at the same time and have what is known as a superposition. Not going to try to confuse you too much. But once again, here's one of those public-private partnerships. And so much of the NASA smokescreen is we're going to the moon and we're going to Mars and we're doing all these things. Meanwhile, they're at the forefront of artificial intelligence, of quantum computing, of modern-day eugenics, right? Really based in, you know, what they're saying is biological research. So many of these technologies that you heard about for the first time have been pioneered by NASA, okay? You know, from their work right now with organoids, which are traditional computers, and then biological material, to, you know, those ideas that you were going to have one of those tattoos and hydrogels. It's all NASA, okay? And they're what, working with DARPA. Now, I want you to check this out right here. Anybody can still find this. This is from July, August of 1998. And this is the DARPA-NASA Digital Libraries Initiative. And why is this important? Well, because this is the initiative that they actually started in the 1980s. So you wonder how much of the information they already had by them. Okay. Where they really shepherded Google that no one had any idea about. Remember, it comes out, what was it, late 90s, early 2000s as a search engine. That's because they'd been partnering with DARPA and NASA. And so this National Science Foundation, the NSF, brings them in, what, for that National Library Initiative. Check it out. In 1994, the NSF team teamed with DARPA and NASA to launch the Digital Library Initiative, which funded six digital library projects. One of these were grants to Stanford University. Again, another one of these universities that is narrative management, with two graduate students, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And they began to develop the search engine that used the links between web pages as a ranking method, what they later commercialized under the name Google. And let's not forget, they also got that sweet, sweet CIA Incutel money. All right, now, back in the day on Google, I could type something in from an actual physical newspaper, and 9 times out of 10, Google had the scan of that newspaper. They had the scan of it because they had digitized so much of this information. Can you get scans of newspapers on Google anymore? No, instead, their search engine has been largely curated for the great narrative of the day, and their artificial intelligence, their Gemini, okay, which they want to be the new search engine, that totally and completely lies to you straight up about the most important of issues. It's not just 9/11, folks, okay? It's the COVID-1984 nightmare. It's transhumanism. I mean, they're painting these things with rose-colored misinformation and disinformation glasses, and we need to be aware of that. Now, right now, NASA is making big money with this company Inflection, okay, to upgrade quantum hardware on the ISS. Look, I know there's so many people out there that don't believe anything's going on in space and space doesn't exist. I'm sorry, you've lost the plot. No, they are using that area for all sorts of research. In fact, when you're talking about quantum mechanics in general, the temperature alone is advantageous to this type of research. And look, one of these contractors that people should be aware of, and this shows that all these things are just at the hip, NASA and Northrop Grumman. Oh, just like most people don't realize, Boeing is a big defense contractor. They don't realize Elon Musk is the defense contractor. You see, NASA, you know, is just what SpaceX is being rebranded as, right? SpaceX is on here, and they're all going to be a part of this Genesis mission as well. All of it. This is my frustration. Okay, if I saw us as a species benefiting, if we were getting cheaper technology or not. In fact, again, I've talked about it for quite some time. This RAM that I bought, you know, these are 2 sticks. Let's bring up the 4 sticks. You know, I think I purchased this stuff commercially for, you know, something like $300 max. And now I'm holding like $1,200 in RAM. That never happens. They just launched a new Google phone yesterday. And guess what? It has less RAM than last year's model. They're taking things away from us. They're taking away, Sony is now taking away the movies that you purchased as they announce that digital media is dead. They've tried to get you on the quote unquote cloud for how long? I've never been a cloud guy, but Yeah, I'll give you a great example. You know, my niece at one point was complaining to me because, you know, all the kids have to have the Apple and they got to have the FaceTime and this and that. And she wanted me to pay for more cloud storage. I said, hey, kid, I got you the 256 gigabyte model. How much of the storage on that are you? She wasn't using any of it. She wasn't using any. She had so much storage. She didn't even realize it. She didn't even realize how to get the stuff off of her phone onto the computer. And they're on the computer all day. That's what's really scary to me, is you think that these kids are somewhat tech savvy, but they've been trained in this certain direction where they are relying on the cloud, relying on artificial intelligence. They don't know how the hardware works. Okay. They don't know how to quote unquote code. They're not being really taught any of the basics that my generation was taught in the realm of computing. Instead, it's just let's trust the experts. And meanwhile, the experts are out there saying we need these data centers. They're not telling you what they're for. Okay. We just need them. And they're going to need our water. Well, the Department of Energy is also going to be heavily involved in so many of these data centers, just in the regard that many of them are planning on putting mini nuclear reactors on site for the energy consumption. So that all falls under the Department of Energy. But at the same time, you know, you also have to wonder, you know, we started with Bill Gates and Q clearances. How many other of these private individuals also have these type of clearances? I'll give you Elon Musk as an example. Now, Elon Musk has already often talked about his top secret clearances because of his involvement with not only SpaceX and the Falcon 9 rockets, but the Defense Department's Blackjack system, which he was launching satellites for. Starlink is nothing but a commercialized version of that. And then what, like a few months ago, when Jesse Waters started reporting on Starlink being utilized in the Ukraine-Russia war, guys, from the inception, this isn't even a news story. I went on tour, on the Reawaken America tour, and I showed mainstream foreign news clips showing the soldiers setting up the Starlink, hooking them into their drones and part of the warfare, the ghosts and the sidewinders. None of that was new. But Musk played ignorant. I can't believe they're doing this. We've built a whole other method for that. That's Starshield. Okay, that's just part of it. Starshield is now the classified version of that. This is the global skin that NASA talked about a decade ago. And so, yeah, Musk has top secret security clearances, but I would also imagine, I don't know for how long, maybe a lot less than Bill Gates, maybe not, who knows? I mean, because when you're talking about the Department of Energy, they could be involved in something like maybe Neuralink, right? Neuralink would be one of those things. Hell, they could just be involved with Tesla because of the energy systems, the batteries in the car, but then also what they're utilizing for these humanoid robots. The Q clearance he could have, and again, there was no way of proving that Bill Gates had a Q clearance. And I haven't seen anybody ask that question or try to get in touch with Gates. Hey, what's up with this Q clearance? What's that about? But Musk had Tesla partner with CureVac, okay, where they built these bio nano micro factories in Europe in particular, I think Germany, that printed a bunch of the hate and lie shots. So these things are all connected, just like Sergey Brin and Larry Page were brought up through the university system at Stanford through NASA, through DARPA. Okay. And what are they now? They're the number one search engine in the world. They're the number one operating system in the world, if you count Android and Chrome. Okay. They're the second largest search engine in the world with YouTube, which is also the largest video platform in the world. They work with NASA on the quantum computing, okay, on artificial intelligence. That's the whole point of the laboratory. They're at the hip with these things. They even have an immortality division, which is just insane that most people don't know about, where they don't just want you to live forever. They actually want to de-age you. Calico Labs. Anybody can look it up. This is what we're dealing with, and it's happening at a rapid clip. Like I said, that executive order on the Genesis mission is in November, and now just this month, they're starting to hand out the money to 278 different institutions. They've got 20-plus organizations. They got the top of the line of our technology and defense involved. And the Department of Energy has just never been held accountable for any of this stuff. And if you will, they are the kings of compartmentalization. Folks, we only got a couple minutes left in the broadcast. I do want to take this time to encourage people to check out all of my documentary films for free. Shade the Motion Picture, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Working on an Epstein doc right now. Probably have some news about that in the near future. And then, of course, my 9/11 work, Fabled Enemies and Loose Change Final Cut. We're going to be in New York City turning the tide. I believe I'm going to be emceeing both September 10th and September 12th. You're going to have some great speakers there. Willie Rodriguez, man, I can't wait to catch up with Willie. You know, Willie is the key master. He saved lives on 9/11. Nick Bryant, who has done just amazing work on the Epstein stuff. I mean, Nick Bryant is the guy that got the original Black Book published, got the original flight logs published, wrote the book, The Franklin Scandal, still working with Epstein victims today. Why? Because all of this stuff is interconnected. If you appreciate real journalism, real independent thought, please support Alex Jones right now. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Get the shirts, get the hats. If you're a silver bug or a collector, you can't go wrong with that stuff. Or get the great supplements. Support independent media, independent voices, things you will not hear in the mainstream. And quite frankly, most of the alternative. It's not about left or right. Always about right and wrong. Love you guys. See you on the flip.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink's, been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.